Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Illusion of Difference. I'm your host, Deborah Elondis Lake. Apparently, we're having a bit of technical difficulties, and I'm hoping that Blog Talk Radio can get it straightened out. I've been waiting, and was hoping I would be able to do this. So I'm going to move forward and see what happens. This is Illusion of Difference. I am Reverend Deborah E. Lake, and this is a new year, 24. I'm going to focus part of the show on Ecclesiastes chapter 2. I'm going to read to it, and that's where we're going to start. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. That's the word. This is the start of a new calendar year. I watched some of the celebrations around the world, and it seemed as though I was watching a globe that was engulfed in a celebratory fire. It was fun to watch, powerful, all this amaze. The fire was a fire I didn't feel. The best I could do was participate through watching. You see, I have been on at least a 4-month journey during this time during this time, I have struggled. I've struggled to put cohesive sentences together. My brain was changing, and I didn't know why. And I didn't know what to do about the change. Focus every day, all I could do was focus on the next task that I needed to do that day. What's the next thing I need to do? I fought thoughts of suicide. I questioned why I was alive. I struggled to inform my words with the wisdom that I, until this point, took for granted. My own wisdom, I took it for granted, and then it's not there. The brain that I believed I would always, it would always be mine, was slipping away. I reached out to others at first. I visited different groups of people who were in the process of creating their world, communities, things they have in common, art, food. The more I reached out, however, the more things looked the same. The more invitations to participate that came my way, the more isolated I felt. Things progressed until the only time I felt safe and loved was when I was with my emotional support companion, Koa. Little did I know, even my companion and I were coming to our end. Just last month, Koa died, even unexpectedly. And I gradually lost my ability to connect with anyone. I tried battling feelings of loneliness and anxiety and isolation. Through counseling, I got some help. I tried reaching out to friends, family, and sometimes in person. I talked about family, but seldom tried to share what I was going through. I didn't have the words. How do you share feelings that are reshaping the way you think, changing your understanding of who you are, changing your understanding of your entire life? How do you do that? How do you find the words to identify experiences and challenges that you don't have words to explain? How do you orient yourself? These are the questions that I've been working tirelessly under. How do you orient yourself in the world where you are completely disoriented? Everywhere you look, something else knocks you off the tilt just enough. Then one day, while I was gathering through enough strength, trying to get up enough strength to go to work, I realized that I was in what I now call emotional hibernation. Yeah, that's work. It works for me. I had never been so exhausted, so unable to identify my feelings, so at a loss for the words to describe what was happening to me. I didn't know where to go. I tried talking. I tried to, just trying to create words. And most of the time it was mostly gibberish because I would get tongue-tied. Never been that way before. Now it's New Year's Eve, and all I wanted to do was disappear. Let others do what needs to be done. At the same time, though, as I got closer to giving up, as I became more aware and more able to see myself digging a hole and crawling in it and staying there, the more comfortable I started to become with that, the more aware I became of a silence that was comfortable. It was an inner silence. It was a silence that I mistakenly called death. I thought I wanted to die, but I kept trying not to. I didn't want to die, but I didn't know what else to do. And that made me create the space, my personal space, to explore what the silence was producing. And it took months for me to get to that point to see I needed that silence. And it had nothing to do with death. It was about living. I needed that silence to be able to reorient myself and find out where I am now and what I'm doing later. So I sat with the silence. I stopped trying to make myself talk. I stopped trying to make myself listen and make sense out of what I heard. This, the power of peace, is how I'm moving my sense of who I am in the context of who I was and have been. I have created throughout the years of addressing my own trauma, abuse, triumphs and accomplishments, all that came forward. It became part of who I am once I stopped trying to silence myself and give myself permission to talk. There was a time right there today where I needed the silence. I needed not to talk. I needed to be able to not have to try and not have to try to figure out, why am I not finding words? They've always been so easy for me. I read, as far back as I can remember, words have been in my life. But there is a power in the silence that everybody can find, but you have to be willing to do the work. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all. So I want to share this with you. Power. Power is rejecting all who teach ways that seek to control others based on outside expectations. We reject that. We've been trained to look to experts. If you can't, whatever it is you're doing or trying to talk about or learning about, then it's not worth it, because you need an expert to gives that stamp. Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. You're the expert of yourself. But it takes work. It takes tears. It takes sometimes, in my case especially, in somebody's other cases, but definitely I'm talking about myself. In my case, I had to go down to the bottom of who I was becoming, not who I was or who I am, who I'm becoming. And that is power. The next power is knowing that male and females are biological streams where all of humanity can swim and exist. There is no separation unless we accept it. Unless we accept it and create it. We can be whoever we are, but we have it's hard work, I have to tell you. What is power? Power is knowing that finding a place to fit in is a means for controlling humans through the threat of isolation. You're controlling others through the threat of isolation. We do it all the time. We have cliques. We used to call them cliques. I don't know what they call them now. But little groups, and still do, where use different languages to communicate that, oh, I feel comfortable. You know, these are this is my tribe, this is my group, this is it. But we're all human. We all have the same powers and the same weaknesses. It's what we do with our energy to create connection within ourselves that heal and who can bring people into our lives who can continue to help. But we have to help ourselves first. So this is the way I learned to use my time and be grateful for silence. And not look for time to speak all the time. Sometimes you need to be quiet. It's not anything wrong. There's not anything illegal or whatever. We need that silence in order to hear ourselves. We live in a world. We live in worlds where there's distractions all over. All over. You can't step outside your door. You can't come inside your door where you live, unless you acknowledge the sounds. Otherwise, they take over. Sometimes I wonder, I see some of these commercials and things where they have little kids, you know, grade school, and with their computers, and I wonder how they're being taught to connect with themselves, not with a computer, not with a tablet, not with a phone, but with yourself, what's going on inside. That's a lifelong thing. And it's a lot of work, but it's worth it. We could think about it. If we teach how to use our energy to find out where our places are that are weak or sore or hurt or sad or happy or powerful, because that's what happens when we don't run from ourselves and we say, you know, I'm not doing too bad today, or, you know, I had a rough week and I might have been a little rude. And if that's the case, I want you to know that I want to hear it and I want to apologize for it. That kind of ability to sit with the energy that you bring into a room, what is that like? And that takes the internal work of being silent and not trying to convince yourself that you're a good person. You're a person. Sometimes we're good, sometimes we're bad, sometimes we're indifferent. Sometimes we're invisible because we're not doing anything much. Sometimes we just want to read a book. That's okay. But we have to be able to go inside ourselves before we start trying to help others find their way. So I have changed. And most of it is for good. I do miss my companion, Koa. I still do. I hear him. He's there. His little spirit is running around in this house just having fun. And I'm glad. And this is part of what I will be doing this coming year. Talking about the energy that we have and how we can use our energy first for ourselves and second to reach out to others and share who you are with others. That's all I have today. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. This has been Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Alondis Lake. Join us again. Continue to learn how to take charge in every situation, every challenge.